Coming up, we're trying to expand our dining horizons and try to think about other people potentially eating gluten-free, maybe eating vegetarian, maybe even vegan. Who knows? You'll have to watch and find out. From Universal Orlando, this is the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 173 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams, joined alongside by my co-host, Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Hey. So here we are today at Universal Orlando and Universal City Walk. Unfortunately, illness has sprung onto the Bob Varley studio once again, keeping us away from there, making it impossible for us to film our show in the normal environment. So we do apologize. Obviously, it's neither one of us that's sick. It's Pete. It's his house. And when he says he's sick, that means we don't go there. Otherwise, we get sick too, and then it's just a whole big mess. So yeah, that solves that question that we've been constantly getting asked over and over and over again. So you're welcome. But yeah, so we're out here at Universal today thinking about what we could do a little bit different than normal. So we've hit all of the good dining places over and over again. We've done a lot of the attractions recently that we care to be doing. Not going on Fast and Furious again for a while. Just a little while though. And the quick service places that are left, we just don't want to do them.
It's
because
the same menu at every one.
Yeah. Who wants to go to Cafe 4 or Comic Strip Cafe or Circus McGurkus Cafe Stupendous? You know, I'm holding out hope that one day Green Eggs and Ham opens up or Wimpy's, but until then, we're kind of left with repeats now when we want to go do dining stuff. And in this case, we thought about it and said, well, we go to the same places over and over and over again, but how can we take this from a different angle, different perspective, be a little bit more helpful for you guys? Whoa, that was a little bit of reverb. I doubt that showed up, but we heard it. But the way to do that, I think, is to try to get a little bit experimental with the options we're making. It's no surprise Rhino tries to pick out a vegetarian choice when he can to stay a little healthier.
Yeah.
It is no surprise
it
to that.
It is not a surprise. I'm not surprised.
No, you shouldn't be surprised either because you see it all the time. But we usually limit it at that. We don't go this next step beyond with vegan or with gluten-free options. But that might be a good thing. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are looking to visit that have those issues and they need to be careful about it. So we figured a good place to give it a try is one of our favorite restaurants here at Universal City Walk, and that of course is NBC Sports Grill and Brew. So let's stop wasting time, let's get over there, check out what options they have and fill you in on all the good details. We are seated inside of NBC Sports Grill and Brew, and always love it in here. It's a big, wide open restaurant, so you know, on very busy nights, you might have some issues trying to get a seat during the dinner rush. But right now for lunch, it's, you know, we walked in absolutely no problems at all. Just got in nice and easy. We are being served today by Philip, and you know, normally we wouldn't talk about our server immediately, but I have to give him a massive shout out, because we've been more than difficult already dealing with trying to find vegan options, vegetarian options, as well as gluten-free. And it is not easy. So like immediately right from the start, I feel so much sympathy for anyone who has to deal with this, because at least here at this restaurant, it's not immediately listed. So we're doing a lot of back and forth, a lot of detective work on it, trying to figure it out. So yeah, this is stressful so far, but Philip has been very patient with us, trying to give us the laydown on it, and yeah, so we made our choices, but we're not going to talk about them until the food comes, so you'll have to wait for that.
So my dining option, which I still won't tell you what it was yet, did include a side, which I picked to be the side salad as opposed to tater tots or french fries and all that stuff, which french fries can be gluten-free depending on what is fried in the fryer with them. So our server was nice enough to remove the croutons from this since I'm going the gluten-free route. And it looks fine. It looks sad. Definitely vegans can enjoy this because there's a lot of cheese on it, but it comes with like the cheese, lettuce, and then tomatoes. So fairly basic. And we went with a balsamic and oil, olive oil side for the dressing. So we're just being very simple today. I'm starting to feel the pain of gluten-free and vegan people a lot here today. So.
Well, are you going to try your salad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to see if we can get another plate so we could split it.
No, you try it.
Okay. I'm going to put a little bit of this balsamic on here. Yeah. Oops, that is a lot of bit of it. We get some cheese in there, you know, for heart-stopping purposes. And I'm eating a whole tomato right now. My mama would be proud. I dropped every single piece of cheese off of this. I mean, if you're watching this, you know exactly what this tastes like. Lettuce, cheese, tomato. But you know what? It's all fresh, so it's all good.
So for my choice, I went technically with the vegan route, but also I went with the gluten-free route too, and I'll explain it. This is their vegetarian pasta that they have, which is also, the sauce it normally comes with is a tomato cream sauce, but they take out the cream sauce part of it and do a plain tomato sauce, and it ends up becoming a vegan dish. It also comes with squash, zucchini, eggplant, and then bits of tomatoes all throughout. It looks really fresh. And on top of that too, with this dish you have the option of subbing out the normal pasta and having it become gluten-free pasta. So I decided to go with that too, just to go all out. So that's right.
Made in-house.
Yeah, made in-house too. This is gluten-free, made in-house. So this is gluten-free vegan pasta. Wow. And it's really delicious. Yeah, I'm genuinely shocked. I hope that it is the gluten-free pasta, not that it's obviously going to impact me one way or another, but I cannot tell the difference between this and, like, a regular pasta. The texture is the exact same, the feel is the exact same. You know, the sauce kind of overpowers the taste on it. It's just actually a really good pasta dish. And I know it's like 95 degrees outside. It's really hot, but it's actually surprisingly light. I mean, the portion sizes here are still ridiculously massive, but I'm impressed with this. I'd love to get your opinion, but first I want you to reveal what you went with.
So because our dining options were a little bit limited when it came to vegan and gluten-free, more so with the vegan than the gluten-free, I went with the turkey burger. So it's a turkey patty with tomato, lettuce, and then there's like a mustard aioli on here. The only thing is, this isn't 100% gluten-free because when I ordered it, our server, again, Philip, who's excellent, let me know that they actually use breadcrumbs within the turkey patty, and that's how they keep it all together, like kind of like meatloaf. But we thought it was important to try the bun, and on top of that, we really were, I don't know. It was a little bit because there's apparently been a recall on the vegetarian, like the they normally have vegetarian patties. Like I've had a quinoa and edamame burger here before, and they were saying that there's actually like some sort of recall on vegetarian patties because there's something going on with eggs right now, and so they actually don't have that. So. Which is disappointing because it's really good. So I'm going to actually cut this in half because I want to make sure that Craig gets some of it. But if you wanted to see under the bun, ooh, nice and toasty. I can tell you right now, I like the feel of this bun. It's nice and crispy. There's plenty of that aioli under here too, though, so I'm excited for that. I'm going to use the knife I used to move the salad around because I saved some salad for Craig. Louisa. Okay. It's not quite even, so I took the bigger half like the pig I am. This turkey patty is really good. I really like the mustard aioli sauce. Lettuce is nice and good. The gluten-free bread is really, actually surprisingly fluffy if you want to see in there. It's good. It's almost like there's too much bread. But I might like this better than the normal, like, multi-grain bun that comes on this. I don't know. I think you might like this. I'll see what you think. Why don't you take a bite?
As you could see, there was already one bite missing from there. That's because this is the second time I'm going to discuss it. The first time I screwed up saying breadcrumbs. For all the adults out there, you can imagine what I probably ended up saying.
You've had this mistake on the show before.
Yeah. Not the first time I've been down that road. Yeah, granted, because of those breadcrumbs, this isn't completely gluten-free, but, you know, if you get the normal beef patty, that's fine for you. That'll be completely gluten-free. Rhino just has to be in the right mood to eat red meat, so that's why he went with the turkey burger, and then obviously, like he said about the vegetarian choice being recalled right now. But really, while the toppings and everything on this burger are good, I'm right on board with you that the star of the show is actually the bun. This is a really good bun. I'm shocked that it's gluten-free. It's just...
It kind of has that taste like it came out of a bread machine, like, not too long ago. It tastes pure.
That's exactly right, Dave. It tastes fresh. It tastes like they just made it, as if not that many people asked for it, so they can. The fact that it is, you know, it's crisped up, it that makes a big difference. You know, a little bit burn on the outside, but I actually like a good crispy bun, so I'm not going to complain about that. It's really spectacular, so I'm going to enjoy eating this, but I want you to try the pasta now.
It smells good. You're right, this gluten-free pasta is actually pretty good. I will usually buy wheat pasta when we make pasta-oriented dishes in my house. Wheat.
Like wheat. Wheat.
Yeah. And that is the consistency it has the texture of. So it's a little more... like slightly more firm than like a regular pasta, I want to say, but I like that. I like that texture. I guess you would describe it a little more al dente. Honestly, if I didn't know this was gluten-free pasta, I don't think I would know otherwise. And I'm with you too. Like when you're thinking about like, oh, I'm dying on a hot summer day here. I'm gonna go eat at one of these places and. You're like, the last thing I want is probably a saucy pasta dish. This is actually coming off pretty light. And I'm not a fan of, like, red pastas. I think it's just really light. I really like the vegetables in it. And honestly, I don't really feel like, oh, I you know, lost out because there's not, like, a protein meat source in this dish or anything like that. So this is better than I had anticipated.
We are wrapped up with our meal, and we are very eager to share our thoughts and outcome with him, but, well, we have no more food or drinks on our table here, so we're going to go outside, share our thoughts, recap this up, and get on our way. So let's go outside. Rhino, we just dined gluten-free, vegan at NBC Sports Grill and Brew here at Universal City Walk. What's your final assessment and takeaway?
Though the options were limited, I think the service and attention that we received while we were in there made up for that difference.
Yeah.
I feel like we should kind of make this maybe a thing that we try to do more often for people, actually. Now seeing how, like, one of our favorite places here, for sure, this Toothsome, Cowfish, like, those are my top three. And it was interesting to go into this with a different, like, mindset and try and find food items that fit into that category with an ever-evolving menu. So, I don't know. I think I can't say, like, oh, there's better options for you at City Walk than this. But what we had, I think, both things I tried today were very delicious. One being vegetarian and vegan, and one not being, but being gluten-free. I enjoyed both of those items, so I would recommend then those items. But I don't know that I'd recommend this if you were vegan or gluten-free and be like, yeah, go here, because I think we pretty much got what you can have.
Exactly. That is a good point. I will say the biggest takeaway from this is how incredibly frustrating it is if you do have these restrictions.
Yeah.
Because it was very difficult. The restaurant worked really well with us on it. So again, I have to give our server, Philip, a big thumbs up on that. He really did try to make it the best experience that he could and give us the best recommendations. The manager
Amanda,
came up and was really wonderful as well too. And it definitely walked away with this as a positive experience.
Not
just because of the service, but because the food was genuinely really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed your pasta, something that I normally wouldn't get
myself.
But I'm not feeling weighed down necessarily by it right now. So.
Yeah, no, it's just so, again, I completely agree with Rhino. I don't know at this point, since this is the first time we're doing this, I don't know if I can recommend it on the basis of if you definitely are looking for gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, come to this place. I don't know if I can yet until we do more.
Yeah, but if you're like with a group of people and they're going here, don't feel like you can't come here and you don't have something that you could get.
There were plenty of great options inside as we went over, especially for gluten-free. You basically add your choice of any burger with a gluten-free bun.
And there's salads that you can remove any meat from if you're vegetarian as well. But you're like, that gets kind of boring too.
But exactly. You know. But there were options aplenty. I can't wait to do this more. If you guys have any suggestions for where we should go next, please do leave it down in the comments below. I'd really appreciate it so we know where to go. And you know what? If you have any other special restrictions that we're missing on all this, I know, like, nut allergies, things like that, those are a lot easier to sub, but if there's anything else that we're missing on this, we'd really appreciate it.
And we did not get a dessert as part of this meal.
Yeah.
You know, mainly it's the middle of the day. We're trying to be a little bit healthier, but right next door to NBC, we do know for a fact that Voodoo Donuts offers vegan donuts.
Yeah.
Gluten-free, I don't know, but vegan for sure.
Exactly. So, yeah, that wraps it up for NBC Sports Grill and Brew. Gets our recommendation for today.
It's toasty right here.
It is toasty. So that's going to do it for this episode, actually. So for links to anything we discussed in this episode or more, head over to disunplug.com. That's the home of our show notes page for this show. All the others on the Dis Unplugged Podcast Network, of course. You can find links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good things that I always tell you about. If you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure to hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up, and leave those comments that we asked you about down below, and give us any other show topics you might want to see. We are doing what you guys want us to do, and even more in that case. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review us. We'd appreciate it, but that is going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much, Rhino, for coming out here with me.
Absolutely.
Thank you to everyone who watched and listened through this. I know it's hard to get through these ones where we're in the field, not in the studio.
For the listeners.
Yes, for the listeners specifically, but we do appreciate it. It's not ideal, but it's the way it is. So that's going to do it for us today. We'll be back with you next week for another episode of the Disunplugged Universal Edition. But until then, remember, no resolutions. Bye.